Hello and welcome to X Today. My name is Charlie and today I'm delighted to be joined by Daniel Lloyd, a channel director at Cirrus Response. Daniel, thanks very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm very well today, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh yeah, it's great to have you join us, and I'm really excited today to talk about kind of all the latest innovations hitting the contact center space and in particular the Cirrus Response CCaaS platform. But before we get into some of those kind of platform enhancements, I think maybe it's interesting to focus on quickly introduce to our viewers maybe Cirrus. I know it's a rising CCaaS vendor, so I'm sure quite a lot have heard. But for those that haven't, I know Cirrus kind of differentiates its approach through agent centricity and a white glove service. Could you maybe first kind of speak a little bit to that for the new viewers new to your brand?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So the white glove treatment is a really important thing for ourselves at Cirrus. And it's something we're really passionate about. The technology is great, and there's going to be a lot of providers out there that provide similar technologies. But where we want to really offer our support in that is helping people understand what that technology can do for them. I always use the analogy of the mobile phone. Everyone's got one. You know, everyone wants one. They want to use WhatsApp. They want to talk to, while they're on the move. But the phone can do so much more. You know, you can make hand gestures, take selfies, but no one really knows that feature's there. So it's the same way in contact center. We've got amazing technology that can help drive businesses forward and help them with objectives. But unless you really understand how that technology can be brought into your business process, how it can help your supervisors and your agents, you've just bought something you won't get the full value of. So the white glove treatment for us is really making sure that when we approach an opportunity or approach a customer, we really understand their values and their objectives. And then when they are a customer service, continuing that relationship to make sure that they're always getting the most out of the platform. And as their business changes or an idea changes, that they have a support network there that can show them how the technology can help them achieve that. And that's really the white glove treatment that we want to talk around a lot. When it comes to the agent, we recognize that the agent is one of the most vital people inside the organization. It's obviously a big cost driver for the organization as well. So making sure you get the most out of them is most beneficial. And sometimes the agent can get left behind. So when we design our updates to our technology or when we're making a change, we really think about how that affects the agent. So a lot of stuff we'll talk around today is about how we make life easier for the agent, how they get information better and how they can do their job. Because ultimately, when they go and join a business, they want to join a business, get a salary and do well. So if technology is in the way and it frustrates them, then that can affect those other parts. So making the technology less of an issue really, really helps. And one of the things we do to celebrate the agents is we've got our contact center heroes. And this is when we talk to our customers and ask them to tell us stories about those outstanding agents and provide those excellent services. And then we offer them a little reward and a little bit of recognition in honor of the great work they're doing.
Yeah, I think that's really great. And it's nice to hear the kind of a vendor giving equal kind of focus also to the people in the process behind the technology too. So that's a really great intro. I appreciate that, Daniel. And now let's get into some of the innovations that we kind of teased at the start. There's only one real place to start in this kind of in 2023, and that is with generative AI. I understand there's quite a few, there's a few new generative AI tools hitting the Cirrus platform. Yeah, can you maybe tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, of course. And yeah, you're right in saying I don't think we can move or listen to the radio on without hearing something about AI. And especially having a CEO like Jason Roos, who's very, very passionate about AI, and he really sees that being the future of contact center. And that's just the ease of getting information to the right place is one of the big drivers of doing that. And that's often been a failure within contact center of having that siloed information. So yeah, AI is a big subject within Cirrus. So some of the tools we brought in using generative AI to try and support organizations, firstly is the Cirrus Copilot. So Cirrus Copilot is a tool that's able to live transcribe the conversation to the agent, and then also offer the next steps within the business process or maybe a product or a service that's relevant to that conversation. And that's important, again, when we relate back to the agent, to somebody coming off the street into a seat. They have a long training program where they have to retain lots and lots of information. And usually those first calls can be quite daunting. But if we can take that pressure away from the agent, providing them relevant information, all they really have to focus on is providing that service to the customer. And that's really what Copilot drives, is just building that agent's confidence and knowledge up so they get that confidence. Now, the flip side, the other side of that is the customer. The customer rings up and they want to get their issue dealt with straight away. Nobody likes ringing a call center and having a nice chat and seeing how the day goes. They want to buy a product or fix an issue, and they want to make that as quickly and as painless as possible. And if an agent's got the knowledge and the ability to do that, then that makes that process really simple. After the call, what we can also do is summarize that conversation. So an agent's job is not only talking to the customers calling in, they've also then got to do a lot of admin tasks to make sure all the managers have the reports they need to go on and drive the business forward. So, and one of those is notes. So we can summarize that conversation and insert that straight into the CRM, taking away that admin task and reducing that wait time. That's obviously a benefit for the agent because they don't have to do that task. But for the organization, it means that there's less after-call work, which means that agents are available to take their next call or their next web chat or their next SMS a lot sooner than they would usually. But talking about the digital points there, someone like myself, maybe when I'm typing, I type that quick that there's spelling mistakes within my emails, and luckily Outlook will stop me sending it before it goes out. That's not always possible within the contact center technology. So using our Copilot, it would make recommendations on the next digital response. So if you're having an SMS conversation with a customer and it's about maybe, again, using the mobile phone, maybe it's a problem with the phone, it can suggest the next response. And that means, you know, that those errors and mistakes are taken away. And you can change that to fit the brand of the company. So if maybe you're working in an insurance company where you want to keep it quite serious and straightforward, then we have that type of response. Or maybe it's in a retail where, you know, it's quite a relaxed environment you want to create. You can have those differences in there as well. So we can also match the tone and brand of the organization in those digital responses.
Yeah, well, there's certainly a lot in there maybe to dig into more. And I think, you know, you mentioned the Copilot there. Obviously, that's a big one. Mm. We spoke earlier about how kind of Sirius is very big on the agent experience. And I know you already have agent assist tools as well to kind of help agents before calls, during calls, and post calls, as some of those innovations also cover. It'll be interesting to hear what else you're introducing to further support that agent experience.
Yeah, 100%. So it's quite a large release that we've recently put out there. So I've been at Sirius for 6.5 years. I used to use Sirius in a contact center I used to run prior to that. So I've known the Sirius company for a long time. And it's a very exciting time to be a part of this release. And it's taken a number of years for us to get to the point where we are today and really sort of taking a look at the market of where we can improve our technology to support. And a couple of those things that I want to sort of highlight today. First one being a CRM. So we've got an internal CRM within the platform. And it sounds quite a basic thing to have because everyone's got a CRM. But that's where half the trouble lies. People have several CRMs or several databases of information. What we do with our open APIs is integrate into those multiple platforms and bring that relevant information into the agent. So rather than going to a spreadsheet to find an order number and an ERP system to place the order, we can bring that information in. They can amend and change as they need to. We can push that information back out. So again, just that agent experience is a lot better because they don't have to have multiple logins or know where to go or remember different processes in different places. It's all presented to them. So they've got all the tools they need to do the task in hand. And that CRM comes with ticketing and workflow builder, which means that if that agent isn't able to deal with that query because maybe they're not authorized to do so, maybe like a refund, then raising a ticket within our CRM, again, keeps it all in one place and can be then moved around the business to the right person. And it's always tracked. So if the customer calls in again, given that reference number, every step of that process has already been mapped out and can be explained to the customer. So you can always provide that up-to-date information. We've also built on our omnichannel features. So we launched our omnichannel 5.5-6 years ago, which brought lots and lots of different digital channels into the agent's interface. But we've added more to those now. So we've introduced the outbound dialer in there, so that allows us to blend agents from inbound to outbound. And that works across voice, email, SMS, and web chat, meaning that your agents can utilize most of their time and deal with outbound queries as well as inbound queries. We've also created features like a knowledge base. So again, people have folders in drawers and desks or sticky labels on the desktop to try and help them navigate around. bringing that into the agent's UI means they can quickly find that information. And once we've built that portfolio of information, that's really when our co-pilot can go and reference that information, or our scripting can pull information through. So again, just tying, you know, rounding that circle to make sure that everything we do in the platform ties into something else. Outside of the sort of agent experience and thinking about how the business can really interact with the service platform, we've introduced our workforce management or workforce optimization module, which means we can now forecast all the different channels. We can provide agents with scheduling. And then for managers, we can make sure the adherence has been met as well. And having that all in one single admin pane means that there's no integration between different platforms that could fail, and there's only one password to go and maintain. And then from my point of view of being a contact center manager in the past, our analytics tool, really using generative AI, is a really great way of making sure that the service you want to provide is actually the one you are providing. So gone are the days of listening to two calls per user per month and hoping that the quality score is right. AI can now look at 100% of the conversations, whether voice or digital, match them against scorecards that you've created, and provide you with a confidence score of what your quality is like. But taking that one step further, we can then share any calls that aren't meeting the criteria. We can share them with the agent through a to-do list within the UI, where they can collaboratively work with the supervisor. So they have the opportunity to listen to the call themselves. Maybe they disagree with the call score, and that can be a two-way conversation. Or maybe they'll notice where they've made that mistake and then are able to make that change on the next call round. And again, just to add on to that, we've also got an e-learning package, means we can send that call with an e-learning package where they're able to go through a little training process, understand that product or service a little bit better, and then hopefully provide that better service next time round. And the fact that they do that all in the one single place means it just makes the agent's life a lot simpler.
Yeah, that's there's certainly a lot there to dig into, but yeah, lots of really enjoyable. I mean, all the way back to the start in terms of bringing kind of a central CRM almost into the platform to take to kind of pull in various knowledge sources, and not only for Copilot to leverage those, but I suppose you can take kind of new insights using Copilot. So like the auto summarization that you use, and more easily upload those to the CRM. So it's not only of leveraging external data, but it's also improving the external data that the AI feeds from too. So I think that was particularly interesting. But also kind of the QA, the WFM, the knowledge management is also another interesting area that will again prove the Copilot. So yeah, lots of really great stuff there. I don't know, maybe if you could pull out from all of that, kind of what are your kind of biggest, maybe two or three highlights from all of that you're like, this is what our customers will be most excited about?
Yeah, certainly. I think we've covered so much about what the release is all about. In regards to the technology, I think what I'd really like the viewers to know about is why maybe we put some of these in place. So the way we think about it is from a customer's perspective. When they call a call center, what do they actually want? And using Copilot, they have the option to use self-service. So if they want information quickly, that allows them to do that. On a text message, text in, get a response straight away. They don't have to sit in queues with a phone on their ears and then those long wait times. And if they want a more detailed response, because we've taken away the low value conversations from the contact center, they can spend more time with the agents, making sure they get exactly what they need. From an agent perspective, again, we've covered that off quite a bit, but just to reiterate, we're making their lives easier, presenting relevant information in one single place, and it's live and up to date. And really what we want them to do is focus on giving great service and not letting technology feel about it. From a manager's point of view, the home working gives them less visibility. So using technology to make sure they have a 360-degree visibility, whether that's wallboard with live statistics, or it's analytics and looking at previous conversations, or having the speech analytics to allow them to find out exactly what's happening. But having that all in one place, all those different elements, means they can do their job and not let, again, technology get in the way. There's one other development we brought into the platform that will allow managers and admin staff to navigate a lot quicker, and that's our dynamic help. So wherever you are within our admin portal, you can quickly click on the help button and it'll tell you exactly what you're looking at and what steps you can make to make changes. And again, that's quite a powerful way, because you don't always want to make changes in the contact center. But when you do, sometimes you want to make sure you've got somebody on your shoulder helping you out there. And that's what dynamic help really does. And then from the organization themselves, the business, because all the technology is in one place, you've got a single supplier. You know, you haven't got to go to multiple places. Because we're focused on the partnership and we run a long relationship with the organization, our consultancy and the way we focus on what drives their business and what their objectives are, it means that you can constantly grow together. And those organizations can feed into our roadmap. And we also share our roadmap openly with our customers and our partners to make sure they know what's coming next. And if something sparks their interest, then our success team can talk to them early before that release, make sure their business processes are ready for it. And when it becomes available, they can adapt that new technology. And that'll help, again, meet their objectives that they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, again, lots of really great stuff there, Daniel. And I loved how you kind of broke that down into kind of the customer, the employee, and the organization, and how the kind of new release will benefit each of those three critical contact center stakeholders. And I think that's a good takeaway, actually, for anybody watching as well, in terms of kind of just general kind of contact center reporting, breaking it down into customer agent, customer employee, and business benefits. But yeah, I think that's all been great. I think the final question, though, that I'll put to you, Daniel, is maybe where can our viewers go to watch kind of a demo or something like that of any of those cutting edge tools that you've talked about today?
Yeah, perfect. Best place to go to is our website at servicesresponse.com, or maybe follow us on LinkedIn, because there's lots and lots of activity on there at the moment. Or finally, if you want to reach out to myself, you can contact me at cm@serviceresponse.com. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Excellent. And I'll leave a link in to the description box as well, for anybody who just kind of wants to click through there. But I think that's everything for now. It's been a pleasure to speak to you, Daniel. So thanks very much for joining me today.
Likewise, enjoyed it. Thank you.
Excellent. And thanks everybody for watching as well. Bye for now.